Okay, very good. I copying all this, and I just wonder how many others are out there hearing this and listening to it. And it's a good thing if they are, but I'm thinking they're not. Many seem to sit back and listen and say, you know, and push the toggle switch to the key up, of course. Well, anyways, you know, on the EchoLink part of it, on the tools, on the SysTop settings, on my link here, I can activate any of that, and it stays right here locally. It does not go out on my link. It stays here locally. It suffices the FCC's rules and regs. It identifies the station, but it does it locally. You know, and it works very well. So we don't break any 97, part 97 stuff. So, there was a time when I didn't understand all that. I didn't know about it. I was led to that drop-down boxes and that tool sets up settings. And when I found out about it, of course, now I know. Some of these may not even know about all this. So communication sometimes doesn't reach its base. So don't know whose fault that is, but if you own it and you run it, you've got to make it work per the FCC rules and regs, of course. And because it lies at the bottom of your feet. At your feet. So anyway, Dave, thank you very much, and thank you for jumping in. We still got everybody linked in here. I'm going to maybe, usually I'd take them all down, but I think I might keep them up for a while. And I've got even Larry in here from Mansfield, Ohio. He is a 220 operator out of Mansfield with a All-Star and EchoLink 220 repeater. The manufacturer was a Dean out of Wisconsin. So, anyways, start to ramble on. We don't want to do that. W9SA in Dayton, Ohio. Standing by this afternoon. Over.